This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Ohio lawmakers have introduced a plan to fund local construction projects throughout the state. It would give a total of $2.6 billion to various projects in each of Ohio's 88 counties. The proposal includes $100,000 for the demolition of Akron's Rubber Bowl. It also includes more than $1 million to renovate Blossom Music Center and $500,000 for Stan Hewitt Hall and Gardens. Summit and Stark counties would share a $15 million grant to improve mental health and drug addiction services. The spending bill would also give Kent State University more than $20 million, with most of it funding the university's new Design Innovation Center. State environmental officials have finished clearing an illegal dump in East Cleveland. The Ohio EPA announced yesterday they've removed more than 150,000 tons of construction waste at the Arco dump on Noble Road. Officials last year discovered high concentrations of a flammable gas, and the dump eventually caught fire. The cleanup effort was prompted by resident complaints, and the state EPA paid almost $9 million for the cleanup. They're hoping to recover the cost from the owners of the dump. Hundreds of parents, students, and staff met yesterday to talk about school safety after a teenager fatally shot himself at Stark County's Jackson Middle School. The repository reports a number of parents said they got news of last week's shooting via text messages from their children. At yesterday's school board meeting, parents called for better communication with school officials and suggested the district implement an emergency text message system. The district plans to spend more than $200,000 to install new security cameras on its school buses. Superintendent Chris DiLoretto said he'll be available to meet directly with parents today and Saturday. A new report shows officials at Cleveland's Municipal Court failed to add names of convicted felons to a nationwide database used to conduct background checks for gun purchases. A state audit includes one court official who said manually entering names into the database was too time-consuming. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports at least 90 courts throughout the state also failed to keep their records up to date. Courts are required by state law to update their list of people barred from purchasing firearms at least once a week. U.S. News and World Report's annual rankings show Ohio has dropped five spots to 40th place. The state continues to lead the nation in affordability, but Ohio is now among the last states for public health, higher education, employment, and quality of life. A three-year-old girl has died 2 days after her two-year-old sister was hospitalized from what police suspect is an overdose. The Beacon Journal reports Minnie Mae Riley died Sunday at Akron Children's Hospital from a suspected overdose. Police say her younger sister apparently overdosed 2 days before and remains hospitalized. Authorities say the Riley family was visiting relatives in Akron and both girls overdosed in the same house. Investigators are waiting on test results to confirm what drug the girls ingested. They're the second and third toddlers that police suspect of overdosing in Akron over a five-day period. Ohio's health department is asking the state Supreme Court not to revisit a decision that upheld the shuttering of an abortion clinic. Justices ruled the department was within its rights when it revoked the license of Capital Care of Toledo. At the time, the clinic didn't have a required patient transfer agreement with a local hospital. Days after the ruling, the ProMedica hospital system authorized such an agreement. The clinic cited that development in a filing last week seeking reconsideration. Lawyers for the state said in a motion that the new agreement doesn't change past noncompliance and that the clinic should reapply through the normal process. The Cavs have indefinitely banned a fan from their arena for making racial taunts at San Antonio's Patty Mills. Security officials reviewed videotape from Sunday's game and identified the fan sitting near the court, yelling at Mills while the Spurs guard was shooting free throws. The team did not disclose his name or any details about him. The U.S. Justice Department told Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine and other attorneys general that it will support local officials in hundreds of lawsuits against manufacturers and distributors of powerful opioid painkillers. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says it's the first action by a newly formed task force that aims to more aggressively target drug makers and distributors of opioids. Critics say its efforts fall far short of what's needed. The Justice Department hopes to collect on any settlement payout that comes from the lawsuits. A Cleveland Emergency Medical Services dispatcher and supervisor have been suspended without pay for 1 day for refusing to send an ambulance to a man who was shot 16 times. Police say the 22-year-old victim was shot with an assault rifle and managed to drive to Euclid, where he was discovered by a police officer. Police say Cleveland EMS refused to send an ambulance because he left the city. The victim survived the shooting. An Ohio Highway Patrol trooper sold illegal drugs, provided an accomplice with a bulletproof vest, and lied to police to protect the accomplice. That's what he's been charged with. He's Jason Delkel, and he was one of six men charged in the drug trafficking scheme around the city of Delaware in central Ohio. It's the third time Delkel has been fired since 2012. Arbitrators twice ruled to reinstate him. This is WKSU.